You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CGSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 2nd, 2026, 5 hours from SummerSlam 2026 Night 2 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up today is the band I wanted to play for the last two shows, Computers, Station on the Hill, with The Picture. Sorry, it sounds like Plex is not working. On the CJSF HD playlist, Plex is not working for the third week in a row, so I will get back after some PSAs.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Now I've just loaded a CD. Just a minute, please. It will be a song from Odonis Odonis with The Saint. Thank you. that was the same from Odonis Odonis. Not sure which. Okay, not. Oh, yeah. That was the same from Odonis Odonis. Next up is Anthony D.L.S. Anthony D'Alessandro's City Lights. Here is 4 Minute Mile. I would like to comment on SAP Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on July 27th. The men's basketball team opened SFU camps, specifically SFU Skills Camps, promoted by the team's Facebook and Instagram pages for ages 9 and 15. Meanwhile, the women's soccer announced the recruitment of goalkeeper Aisha Parmar, who hails from Surrey, stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters, and transfers from McGill University via the Red Leafs women's soccer Instagram page, which also revealed jersey numbers for its players on July 28th, and congratulated Daniela Lopez on July 29th for debuting with the El Salvador women's team against Dominican Republic. Also on July 29th, the men's basketball announced the recruitment of forward Perrin Taylor, who hails from North Vancouver, stands at 6 feet 7 inches or 201 centimeters, comes from Windsor Secondary, and was a former BC AAA MVP in 2025 via the team's Facebook and Instagram pages. On July 30th, the women's basketball announced that former player McKenna Gardner has returned as an assistant coach, followed by the men's basketball announcing the recruitment of guard Avery Nielsel, who stands at 6 feet 3 inches or 190.5 centimeters, hails from Vancouver, BC, and comes from Kitsilano Secondary via the team's Facebook and Instagram pages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Now I'd like to comment on the BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division, which is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC's high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. On July 28th, the UBC Thunder announced that Colin Hill had committed to the Edmonton Collegiate Hawks, which play in the Canadian Collegiate Baseball Conference via the Thunder's Instagram page. The 2026 BC PBL Premier Division Championships kicked off on July 29th at Delaware Park, hosted by the Abbotsford Cardinals. The first game featured the hosts, the 4th seed, against the 5th seed Delta Blue Jays, where Abbotsford won 1-0. The 2nd seed North Shore Twins quad damaged the 6th seed Wally Chiefs 4-1. The 7th seed Victoria Eagles soared over the 3rd seed Mid-Island Pirates with 5 runs in the top of 4th. And the top seed Langley Blaze sunk the 8th seed Victoria Mariners 7-3 with 4 runs in the bottom of 3rd. On July 31st, Wally bested Mid-Island in an 8-7 barn burner in 8 innings. Delta doubled up the Victoria Mariners 4-2. The Victoria Eagles soared over North Shore 15-5 over 6 innings with 7 runs in the top of 6. And Abbotsford doused Langley 13-1 in just 5 innings with 5 runs in the top of 5th as regular BC PBL games play 7 innings each. On July 31st, North Shore tripled up Delta 3-1 with all runs scored in the 3rd inning. Langley blitzed Wally 11-6, highlighted by a 7-run assault in the bottom of 5th, and the Victoria Eagles bested Abbotsford 6-4 with 2 runs in the top of 7th. On August 1st, Langley blitzed North Shore 7-1, highlighted by 3 runs in the bottom of 4th, 2 runs in the bottom of 5th, and Abbotsford blanked Langley 4-0, highlighted by a 3-run rally in the top of 3rd. Today sees the Victoria Eagles and Abbotsford Cardinals in the first game, with the first pitch in Abbotsford's Delaware Park at 11 a.m., with Game 2 scheduled for 2 p.m. Let me look, since there has been a rainfall in the Lower Mainland today. Let me look if there are changes. The game, the first game today between the Victoria Eagles and Abbotsford Cardinals is still listed as scheduled.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The third act is Sean Clark's A Flower for My Daughter. This will be from CJSF Plex HD list. I turned off the cue buttons from Line In 1, which is also CD3, and TT2 Disco Mix, which might have silenced Computer 2. Taking up the cue buttons from those two functions works. The tune is My Love featuring Roger Furia Jr. It sounds like taking off the cue buttons from Line In 1, CD3, and TT2 Disco Mix had nothing to do with it. Let me try another method. Sorry, the Plex is down once again for the third week in a row. I will come back with a PSA and a CD after. I'll come back with some PSAs first.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Kate Waya Trio's Murmurations. Here is, just a minute, please. Here is Patience. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 31 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, Portable for Mike, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music